Welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. We're coming off a session where tech just absolutely soared, pushing the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ to fresh record highs. But this morning, things feel a bit quieter.
They really do. Futures are hovering right around the flat line. It feels like the market is taking a collective breath. So what's the mood out there after that big run?
The mood is cautiously optimistic. That's the key phrase. The tech leadership is undeniable, but we're sitting right at some critical technical resistance levels. We need to see if yesterday's momentum can continue, or if we're in for some consolidation.
Got it. So let's look for clues overseas. What was the action like in Asia and Europe overnight?
Asia was mostly higher, and the big story was China. The Shanghai Composite jumped 1.3% as it reopened after the Golden Week holiday. But they also made a splash by announcing tighter export controls on rare earth materials. That's a developing story to watch.
Definitely a geopolitical headline to keep on the radar. What about Japan?
Japan's Nikkei rallied a strong 1.8% on hopes for more accommodative policy. But that's pushing the dollar-yen exchange rate above 153, which is screaming intervention watch from the Ministry of Finance.
And Europe seems a bit more mixed this morning.
Yeah, a mixed bag. Germany and France are up slightly, but the UK S-FTSE 100 is lagging. It's getting weighed down by Lloyds Banking Group after they warned about a potentially material provision for a car finance scandal. So some company-specific weakness there.
Okay, so a fairly quiet morning on the macro front. Is there any economic data here in the U.S. that could move the needle?
Not really. And that's partly because the U.S. government shutdown is still in effect, which means we won't be getting the weekly jobless claims data today. That's a key report we're missing.
So the market is flying a bit blind on the labor front.
Exactly. But we did get a very interesting comment from New York Fed President John Williams. He said he favors additional rate reductions due to concerns about the labor market. That's a very dovish signal, and it's certainly providing a tailwind for equities.
With light data, the focus shifts squarely to earnings, and we had some big ones this morning.
We sure did. Let's start with Delta Airlines. The stock is flying, up over 6% pre-market. They beat on both earnings and revenue, and provided strong guidance for the fourth quarter and for fiscal year 2025.
And the CEO had a pretty bold comment, saying the company is not seeing any impact from the government shutdown.
That's a huge statement of confidence. We also got numbers from PepsiCo. They beat earnings per share by 3 cents, with revenues in line. The stock is up a little over 1%. A solid, steady report from them.
All right, let's talk about the big M&A news shaking up the healthcare space.
This is a big one. Novo Nordisk is set to acquire Akero Therapeutics for up to $5.2 billion. As you'd expect, Akero's stock, ticker AKRO, is just exploding higher, gapping up almost 20%.
Wow. On the flip side of that, we have a major tech name that's gapping down.
That's right. Tesla is down about 1.2%. The headline is that the company is being investigated for alleged full self-driving traffic violations. That's creating some overhang on the stock this morning.
Okay, so that covers the big movers. Let's hit the analyst desk. Any upgrades or downgrades catching your eye?
A few interesting ones for sure. DraftKings got an upgrade to buy at Berenberg. On the other side, Freshpet was downgraded to hold from buy at Jefferies. So some movement in consumer names there.
So let's bring it all together for the traders listening. The technical picture is described as cautiously bullish, and we're at key levels. What should we be watching at the opening bell?
You have to watch the key levels on the ETFs. For the SPY, resistance is around 673.50. For the QQQ, it's 611.70. A breakout above those levels with good volume could signal the next leg up.
And what about sectors? Where is the strength?
The strength is where it's been. Tech, and specifically semiconductors and AI infrastructure plays. We saw strong, volume-confirmed breakouts into the close yesterday. The key takeaway is to focus on those continuation plays. Think names like ARM or DEL.
But the analysis also mentioned some underlying weakness, right? It's not all green across the board.
That's the cautious part of cautiously bullish. The breadth is still weak, meaning the rally is being driven by a smaller group of stocks, and we're seeing rotation out of defensive sectors like healthcare and financials. So you want to avoid those weaker areas and not chase laggards.
So the big picture is a market digesting record highs. It's supported by some dovish Fed talk and strong tech earnings, but it's also facing key technical resistance and some concerning internal metrics. Sounds like a trader's market.
That's the perfect way to put it. The path of least resistance still feels higher, but you have to be selective and disciplined. Watch those key tech names and the ETF levels at the open, a decisive break could really set the tone for the rest of the day.
Excellent breakdown. That's everything you need to know before the market opens. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose.